Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, because we got lots to talk about, and we'll share some of the stories with you, and we will take your phone calls, 888-302-3684. Among the stories we're going to touch upon, we're going to talk about the benefits of probiotics for fatty liver disease. Also, resveratrol. Is the resveratrol story over? Well, not according to a new article that just appeared in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Very exciting news about resveratrol. We'll share that with you momentarily. And flaxseed for cancer prevention. 888-302-3684. Before we get to our busy call board, you know, these nutritional supplements for especially older, sicker, debilitated individuals, things like Boost or Ensure, people are guzzling this stuff. And the idea is that if you're kind of wasting away, or if you've lost your appetite, if you have cancer, if you have a debilitating condition, we got to keep your nutrition up. So, under the guise of supporting people nutritionally, we're giving them cans of Ensure and Boost. And when I was in the hospital, a few years back, many of you know, I broke my hip and I ended up in the hospital. And what happened was they started bringing me nutritional supplements. But their version of nutritional supplements was to pile cans of Ensure on my table to the point where I could barely see the TV set. And I had good care nutritionally in the hospital because friends and family brought me fantastic food. I barely had to rely on a single hospital meal. I was getting gourmet, healthy, organic, natural food to build me up after my surgery for my hip. And, you know, finally, the poor nutritionist came in, and she was a young gal. And she said, what can I do for you, sir? I notice you're not having any of the Ensure. And I said, let me just tell you, I'm a nutritionally oriented physician. I'm a medical nutritionist. And there is one thing you can do for me, and that is to clear off my table of all these cans of Ensure, because I absolutely don't need them and I don't want to drink this sugar-laden swill laced with high-fructose corn syrup and a dollop of some synthetic vitamins and along with some protein and poor-quality fat, which is what they put in there as it's in the guise of providing you with balanced nutrition. And, you know, look, it's they got to meet a price point. It's cheap to produce. They use synthetic ingredients. And they figure, well, it's better than nothing. And it is. For many of the elderly or people who are sick, they lose their appetites. And they also, the taste changes. The only thing that older people sometimes want or sick people want is something that's ultra sweet and ultra palatable. But that's not good because I just give you the example of my mom, because my mom in her declining years, she became demented and she suffered from irritability and some of the things associated with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And so they put her on a medication called Risperdal. Risperdal is a powerful medication that is used for psychotics, but it's also used to sort of help manage the behavior of older individuals who are obstreperous or hard to deal with. Sort of like chemical straitjacket. And they use it a lot in nursing homes. They use it a lot on older individuals. And I was in New York and she was in California. And when I came back to visit her, because I would pay frequent visits to California to see how she was doing, I was shocked because she was lying in bed and she was groggy. And she was turned into a butterball. She'd gained a tremendous amount of weight. The doctor then informed me that she was all of a sudden diabetic. And she was constantly asking me for sweets. She was saying, give me a little something sweet. I want a chocolate. Can you give me some ice cream? And that's all that she wanted. Or alternatively, some of these boost Ensure type drinks. I said, get rid of the boost, get rid of the Ensure, get rid of the medication. Try and manage your behavioral problems without these powerful drugs, because they're going to hasten her demise. And this is what happens. Well, according to, this is a big story this week, the American Geriatric Society has declared that Boost and Ensure represent nothing more than liquid candy bars with vitamins. This according to Dr. Paul Mulhausen, who leads the Geriatricians Choosing Wisely work group. Choosing Wisely is an interesting program because it goes through various medical specialties, and you're going to hear more and more about this initiative over the next few years. They're saying that a lot of commonly used medical procedures and practices are just wrong, and they're going through all the different specialties, all the mistakes that are made in various specialties of medicine. And the geriatricians are fingering these sugary, high-calorie drinks as inappropriate medical care. Dr. Mulhausen points out the only place their value is clear for typical older patients is when people are severely malnourished, very sick, or in a hospital. But for other people, there's no evidence that such supplements affect mood, functional ability, quality of life, or survival, even if they do seem to add a few pounds. And they can also cause quite a lot of gastrointestinal symptoms. And let me tell you about that, because I remember in the hospital when I was training, I was so busy when I was training at Manhattan VA, New York Hospital in Bellevue, that I didn't have time to actually go to eat. This is what many of us medical residents did in those days. We would swipe a can of Ensure or Boost or one of these nutritional drinks, and we would slug it down as a way of getting through our shifts. And what happened to me immediately, even with a robust digestive tract of a 20-something, immediately I'd have to run to the toilet because this stuff runs through you big time. It's a big, like a rush of osmotic load through your gastrointestinal tract. And so clearly these things are overused. What we prescribe at the Hoffman Center for people who are older, debilitated, losing weight, we tell them to use some natural whey protein, which is rich in the amino acids that help to build glutathione, which is important for brain function and for overall protection, premier antioxidant. We tell people to put some frozen berries in there. The berries are frozen because that gives it a kind of, instead of putting ice in there, you can use frozen berries. Put it in a blender. Add maybe some flaxseed. Certainly add coconut oil. The berries and the coconut oil provide cognitive benefits, and they're somewhat caloric, and better than the synthetic ingredients, the synthetic vitamins that you find in a commercial product that's supposed to support weight gain. And what is objectionable in particular is the marketing of these products to ordinary adults. Like, okay, you don't have time to eat. Go grab a Boost, grab an Ensure. And because there are not enough sick people to make that much money off these things. So they say, well, okay, if it's good for critically ill people, let's give it to just old seniors. You're going to go walk your dog around the block. Just, slug down a can of Ensure to give you energy so that you can, perform well during the dog walk. Well, no, that's not the way to go. Young people slugging down Gatorade, older people slugging down Ensure, that's not a good way to go. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take some of your phone calls momentarily. We got lots of stories to share with you during this hour of Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
The beach, outdoors, and vacations are all benefits of summer, but the worst possible time to experience painful and embarrassing bloating and gas. Bloating often isn't triggered by how much you eat, but rather eating certain foods that are difficult to digest. These undigested substances then pass into your colon, producing the gas bubbles that make your stomach swell up and produce uncomfortable and unattractive belly bloat. However, with the proper amounts of beneficial probiotics in your GI tract, food that is challenging to digest waste is rapidly broken down. As a result, the space that the food occupies is decreased, and there is less gas and bloating. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of discomfort. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics improves your colonic pH, regaining bacterial balance and correcting the root cause of bloat and discomfort. This summer, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. That's our number. But before we get to our phone calls, a couple of weeks ago, headlines began to appear all over the place suggesting that it was all over for resveratrol. Resveratrol was studied in an experiment in the Archives of Internal Medicine where they looked at the longevity of Italian folks who consumed red wine. And what they discovered is that if you consume more red wine containing resveratrol, it did not extend your life. And they tried to make it a little more scientific by not just asking people how much wine they drank, but they actually measured the resveratrol content of the wine. And they then concluded that if you consumed more resveratrol via red wine, it wasn't going to protect you against death. And there's some flaws in that line of reasoning, because everybody knows it's kind of a U-shaped curve when it comes to alcohol consumption. A little is good, but a lot will actually curtail your life, not extend it. So if you're a big boozer and consuming enormous amounts of resveratrol in red wine, that's not really a fair test of the efficacy of resveratrol for extending your longevity or curtailing any form of disease, is it? You know, the proper experiment would be to give people resveratrol pills and see if it cures one thing or another, or if it extends life. Well, they didn't do that in an experiment. Nonetheless, the headlines shouted that resveratrol proved to be of no value. And some people were calling for abandonment of resveratrol supplementation. All right. Big article. This always happens. No sooner does an article declare that something is useless than a week or so later, a major scientific article is published suggesting that indeed that substance is very, very valuable. It happened with vitamin E. They said, well, vitamin E is not helpful. In fact, vitamin E may be harmful, so avoid taking vitamin E. Well, 2 weeks later, study comes out saying that if you've got early signs of dementia, that taking 2,000 international units of vitamin E, that's a really high dose, reduces your risk of losing it in terms of ability to take care of yourself by 30%. Nothing works as well as that. And so the same thing is happening with resveratrol. Study suggesting resveratrol worthless a couple of weeks ago. Now this new study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, effect of resveratrol on glucose control and insulin sensitivity. They looked at 11 different trials. And what they found was pretty good. Resveratrol consumption significantly reduced fasting glucose, insulin, glycated hemoglobin, or as it's often called, hemoglobin A1C, and insulin resistance. And this was in diabetic patients, but they didn't find any particular effect in non-diabetic participants, and that's okay, because we wouldn't want resveratrol to be something that, you say you have normal blood sugar, normal hemoglobin A1C, you wouldn't want it to lower your blood sugar, give you hypoglycemia, would you? Like some drugs. So, for example, if I were to start taking a diabetes drug like Prandin, it would be bad. I mean, I have normal blood sugar, it would lower my blood sugar, become hypoglycemic, I'd run to eat some ice cream or candy to restore my blood sugar level. So this is very good news. The one thing about this study is that it was unclear what dose was efficacious, because they looked at 11 different studies, and the dosages were all over the place. The dose, just giving you some idea here, I'm not going to read all the levels, But in one study, 1,500 milligrams of resveratrol. Another study, 1 gram. Another study, 250 milligrams. Another study, 75 milligrams. Another study, just 8 milligrams, 10 milligrams, and so forth. So the dosages are all over the place, and it's more research has to be done to show the effective dose for diabetes. But the authors conclude that resveratrol clearly is a benefit in type 2 diabetes, according to a wide range of studies. Let's talk now to Steve. 888-302-3684 is our number. Hi, Steve. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Dr. Hoffman. Question about stem cells. What do you know about them? What can you tell us about them? Do they work?
Well, okay, so this is a big, big area within medicine, and in fact within complementary and alternative medicine. Stem cells have great potential for curing diseases, for rejuvenating organs that don't work well, and for rejuvenating us potentially, you know, overall. By taking youthful stem cells that take in various parts of the body, we can regenerate brain, heart, liver, virtually all the muscles, virtually all parts of our body. This is marvelous in theory, but when it comes to practice, the results are, you know, results may vary, as they say in the commercials sometimes. And especially, we have some people who are jumping the gun and administering stem cells. And sometimes you can go, you know, say you have a terrible disease like ALS, potentially fatal neurological disease. You can go to Costa Rica, or you can go to China. You can go to virtually any place where they need some foreign exchange, and they'll be happy to inject you with stem cells, usually to no avail, and hopefully, you know, where there's not a negative effect. But more and more, this is being studied. And, you know, I have to say, at this point, I don't think it's something that is that beneficial in the realm of alternative medicine. I mean, something that I could certainly opt to do. I've decided not to do it for my patients. I'm often pitched with, like, hey, try these new stem cell products, or work with this lab in Mexico, or this, that, and the other thing, and send your patients down here, and we'll, you know, fix them all up. And I have to say that the results so far are equivocal and disappointing. But I think we may be on the threshold of a real revolution in medicine, where we're able to rejuvenate organs and cure diseases by putting stem cells back. I mean, think of a diabetes, for example, where your pancreas is failing. It's not producing enough insulin. We could inject stem cells into the body. Hopefully, they would find their way to the pancreas. You could regrow the islets of Langerhans, which generate insulin. And in effect, you'd get sort of like a cellular transplant with rejuvenated, youthful cells that fix things that don't work properly in our bodies. And this is coming. This will happen within our lifetimes. Those of us who are young enough to have a few decades to look forward to it. So that's my take on it. I got to say, I'm not a big fan of some of the schemes and some of the products, certainly some of the things that you could buy over the internet. I don't think they're worth it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
Wellness is just a click away. go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got a couple of nutritional breakthroughs to share with you. I promised to tell you about them earlier. Probiotics for fatty liver disease and flaxseed for reducing the risk and even improving the treatment of breast cancer. This study comes to us from, I don't know where it comes from. It comes from the Pharmacological Therapy Journal of June 2014. And interestingly, it looks at fatty liver in children. Now, fatty liver is a condition that is, it used to be thought, well, it's almost exclusively caused by booze. And indeed, you can give yourself a fatty liver by drinking too much booze. But this type of fatty liver is called NAFLD. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And that means that you don't have to drink booze to get it. In fact, this is the most prevalent cause of liver dysfunction in America. And it can even result in liver failure, the need for liver transplant, cirrhosis, the whole mess. And it's dietary. It's simply dietary. It's too much food, in particular, too much in the way of refined carbohydrates causes this. And I often see patients with this condition, and they've been through all kinds of things, liver biopsies and fancy-schmancy tests, and doctors say, well, you've got fatty liver, but they don't know what to do for it. And diet is very important for fatty liver disease. You reduce your carbs, and things get better. But in terms of nutritional supplements, what works for it? Well, the pity of this study is that it was done in children, in obese children. The children chosen for this were overweight. Their body mass index was greater than the 85th percentile. And they'd already undergone, poor kids, liver biopsies. If they'd come to me, they wouldn't have needed liver biopsies because I would have improved their diets and given them the right supplements. But this wasn't a study about diet. This was a study about probiotics. Now, why in the world could probiotics improve fatty liver disease? Well, if you think about it, the liver is the shock organ for whatever you put into your gastrointestinal tract. So if you're putting junk into your gastrointestinal tract and you're putting, or you're putting too much in the way of calories, you're going to get inflammation and you're going to get toxins going directly from the intestine via the portal vein to your liver, where your liver's working overtime and then you develop fat deposition in your liver. That's the general principle of it. And so in this experiment, this is, knocks my socks off. They gave a popular probiotic. It's called VSL number 3. It's a mixture of 8 probiotic strains, and it's used a lot by patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, precisely for the reason that it reduces intestinal toxicity. It restores balance in the intestinal tract. And this stuff is available via the internet, and it can be prescribed. They were given 2 packets of this for 4 months, or a placebo. And the results were astounding. The probabilities of moderate and severe fatty liver after treatment were just 9% and 0% in the probiotic group, compared with 76% and 17% in the placebo group. So it went from 76% to 9% and 17% to 0%. There was virtually no severe fatty liver. It went to 0% in the group that took probiotics. So this is just astounding vindication of the idea that you can reduce intestinal toxicity with probiotics. Probiotics alone, they did not even suggest a diet change. Unbelievable. All right, this one about flaxseed. You know, we know about the benefits of flaxseed lignans, spelled L-I-G-N-A-N. These are compounds that are found in flaxseed and to some extent in flaxseed oil, but I'm not a big fan of flaxseed oil. Because it's an omega-3 oil, but I think it's better to get your omega-3s from fish oil. There's a more greater likelihood that you'll have get the EPA and DHA that you want. Because in flaxseed oil, it's alpha-linolenic acid. The body has to convert it to DHA and EPA. But flaxseed contains lignans. It's the flaxseed. And you can get flaxseed, and you can sprinkle it on your food. But we prescribe to women who are at risk of breast cancer, have had breast cancer, a product called Breveil. It's also protective for the prostate. And this study looks at the benefits in terms of breast cancer. Lignans reduce breast cancer and all-cause mortality by 33% and 70%. And without reducing the effectiveness of drugs used for breast cancer, like tamoxifen. Clinical trials show that flaxseed, 25 grams per day, that's 5 teaspoons or roughly, was like, no, yeah, 5 teaspoons is 25 grams. For 32 days, reduces tumor growth in breast cancer patients. And lignans, 50 milligrams per day for 1 year, that would reduce the risk in premenopausal women. So why does this occur? Lignans decrease cell proliferation in the breast. They reduce angiogenesis, and they increase programmed cell death, and they modulate estrogen and estrogen receptor and growth factor receptor signaling, because growth factors promote cancer. And IGF-1, for example, insulin-like growth factor 1, promotes cancer. You reduce your IGF-1 through diet, through a lower carb diet, that's good. But you can also reduce it via flaxseed consumption. So sprinkle some flaxseed on your salad, sprinkle it on your berries if you're having dessert, or take a concentrate of flax lignans like Breveil. Breveil available via drhoffman.com. It's one of our favorite supplements for prostate cancer and breast cancer, and even colon cancer. There's some evidence that it may help. And, oh, by the way, I didn't even go into this, but there's a lot of literature that supports flaxseed for blood pressure reduction and heart disease prevention and cholesterol reduction. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684, and we'll be right back.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Let's take a call now from Fran. How you doing, Fran?
Hello.
Hi, Fran.
Oh, hi, doctor. Listen, there are a million more important questions I'd like to ask. But right now, why does B12 in any brand, any quantity like 1,500, whatever, tastes like pure sugar. it bothers the life out of me.
Yeah, I'll give you a simple answer on that, is that there are a lot of products that are B12s that are sublingual B12s. They're supposed to be taken under the tongue and dissolved, and it's thought that they'll be better absorbed. And the answer is that that may be the case for people who have trouble with, you know, B12 is normally absorbed in the small intestine. And for people who don't secrete intrinsic factor in their stomach, there's virtually no absorption. They have what's called pernicious anemia. But it is thought that if you hold the B12 in your mouth for a little longer, its absorption will be increased. So a lot of B12 is now being given to small kids who have conditions like ADD or autism. There's a real effort to use B12 as a way to focus the brain. Or alternatively, in older adults, they can take sublingual B12 for, you know, brain power, or, you know, just people who want a boost, they want an energy boost, they take the B12 that way. B12 doesn't need to taste like anything. You can get B12s that are not sublingual, just in a pill, and it won't taste like anything. You don't have to take it under your tongue. You can just swallow it. Studies show that the sublingual principle is not that important. If you take high doses of, say, methylcobalamin at 1,000 or 5,000 or something like that, that's going to be pretty well absorbed anyway. You know, only the cases of the worst malabsorption are going to be problematic when it comes to that.
All
so
right,
that's your
answer. What about the sugar taste? I mean, it's revolting. It's like you take
you can just take a capsule of B12 and just swallow it, so then you don't have to worry about it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, there should not be. I guarantee you, you're going to find B12 that is not, sugary tasting. It's definitely findable. All right. Let's take a call now from Bernice. How you doing, Bernice?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, I wanted you to comment on the green powder. And I read that there's arsenic in the green powder. And some brands have more, and some brands have less.
And was that from a manufacturer of someone whose brand they claimed had less? Because
you got to consider
the source, because sometimes they'll say, well, you know, there's arsenic in a lot of other brands, but our brand is very low in arsenic, so take our brand. Is that where you heard that?
Well, no, this was saying the brand that I don't know if you want me to mention the name of the brand I'm using.
Yeah, go ahead. You can. Yeah.
It's a Vibrant Health, Green Vibrant.
Right, and that's the one that's supposed to have arsenic or doesn't have arsenic?
It does have it, but this particular article said that they had too much arsenic in it.
Oh, really? And where was the article? I'm curious.
On the internet, it was written by Consumer Lab.
Labs? Okay. Yeah,
right.
Consumer Labs does some evaluation of those kind of products. Uh-huh. You know, I got to say, I don't know the bona fides of that. I've had some issues with Consumer Labs in the past because I'm not sure that their methodology for testing is always accurate. And also, frankly, you can find arsenic in a lot of things. There's a fairly high amount of arsenic in rice. This has been a big issue, is this, you know, especially even brown rice, you know, healthy brown rice may contain arsenic. And it's not added arsenic, just arsenic from the environment. It seems that rice as a plant takes up a lot of arsenic from the soil. So the question is, you know, then you get into the argument of, is it organic, inorganic? You know, there are different forms of arsenic. Some are more deleterious to the body than others. And there was this whole thing, Dr. Oz blew the whistle on arsenic in applesauce and in baby food. And indeed, there is some arsenic present in natural products because arsenic is in the environment. So I don't know. I can't tell you that there's a problem per se with one brand or another of these green products. I prefer just instead of the green products, I'm not a big fan of green products. I think if people want like a real strong dose of greens, eat a big salad or alternative. Don't take it as a pill. Don't take it as a powder. Have a fresh, live plant food experience. And if you don't want to chew up a salad, if you have trouble chewing, or if that's too high fiber or gritty for you, just take a bunch of greens, maybe even salad greens, put them in a blender, and then run it through a kitchen sieve so that you drink a green juice. At least you'll get some of the benefits that way. Don't cook the greens too much, you know, because you're going to actually damage some of the beneficial greens in there. I mean, cooking greens does make available more greens. It's hard to, like, chew up collard greens or kale. I'm not a big fan of these dehydrated green powders. And the other concern is that blue-green algae, for example, may contain certain neurotoxins. And so I'm not a big fan of those products either. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Apropos that last call in relationship to blue-green algae, green products, you know, like I say, I'm not such a big fan of these dehydrated vegetable products. I think that what you want to do is get the real thing. But here's an unforeseen problem associated with blue-green algae, which I do not recommend. Blue-green algae can sometimes cause neurotoxicity. And this had been highlighted recently in a study from the University of Technology, Sydney, in Australia, which looks at the potential for blue-green algae toxins to cause neurological conditions like ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or Lou Gehrig's disease. They say, we think the cause is a toxin that's found in blue-green algae and can get into all kinds of foodstuffs, into fish, crustaceans, into the seeds of trees, and it can move through the food chain. The algal toxin actually mimics an amino acid that humans use to make their own proteins. And if it's in your body, it can be folded in these proteins and trick your body into incorporating it. And then that can lead to neurotoxicity. I mean, this is one theory behind the causation of ALS among many. But why go there unnecessarily? And yes, some manufacturers will claim, well, we do quality control. There's none of that. But, like, why go there? It's unnecessary. Final story. Green tea could reduce pancreatic cancer risk. A new study explains how. There's an enzyme inhibitor which disrupts pancreatic cancer cells' metabolic system. And it turns out that EGCG works on this enzymatic system, and it reduces the risk of cancer by suppressing the activity of a chemical called LDHA. That's a critical enzyme in cancer metabolism, thereby disrupting the balance in the cancer cell's metabolic function. So literally, green tea, EGCG, is a cancer killer. One of my favorite products is EGCG Ultra, which we make exclusively at the Hoffman Center. And it's very, very effective for prevention and even treatment and management of many forms of cancer. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Make sure you check out our website at drhoffman.com. You'll find lots of goodies there, including podcasts and lots of stories. And that'll help you be a better and more well-informed listener to this program. Have a great weekend. Join us again next week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.